Heatwave warning. Dangerous temperatures expected in Greater Boston through Tuesday. Residents of Boston and surrounding areas are being urged to take precautions over the next 72 hours. Summer officially began Thursday evening at 10:42 p.m., and the weather is wasting no time. The Greater Boston area is bracing for several days of intense heat, according to NBC 10 Boston. Meteorologist Pete Bouchard predicts an exceptional heat spike beginning Sunday, with a heat index nearing 100 degrees Fahrenheit, around 38 degrees Celsius. While coastal areas may see some relief Monday thanks to a sea breeze, inland regions will remain stifling, NBC 10 reported. The hottest day is expected Tuesday, with actual temperatures approaching 100 degrees Fahrenheit and a feels like index between 100 and 105 degrees Fahrenheit, up to 40 degrees Celsius. Bouchard stressed a few key precautions to minimize health risks. At these levels, it's crucial to slow down, stay cool, and avoid strenuous activity during the day, he advised. This won't be Greater Boston's first experience with extreme heat. NBC 10 reminded viewers that back in July 2022, the city, often called America's intellectual capital, recorded temperatures above 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Before the peak of the heat wave, however, Saturday is expected to bring sunny weather. A few clouds or a brief morning shower may occur due to disturbances coming from northern New England, but most areas should remain dry, good news for those planning a beach day. The heat wave is expected to break on Wednesday with the arrival of a cold front from the east. Temperatures will gradually fall, with highs in the 80s degree F on Wednesday and the 70s degree F by Thursday, along with clouds and scattered showers. Haitians represent the third largest immigrant community in Massachusetts, after Brazil and the Dominican Republic. While extreme heat may not be new to Haitians accustomed to temperatures above 100 degrees Fahrenheit, it's the humidity that poses a serious challenge. NBC 10 Boston's meteorologist had a final piece of advice for Bostonians: stay hydrated, stay cool, and enjoy the start of summer safely.